Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on, y'all? Y'all already know it's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another episode of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to Him. I am excited, as always. As I always say, I'm excited to be back with you all to share with you what God has provided. This is a moment that we do not take for granted. This is a moment that we come together by faith. We declare the word of the Lord by faith. We come in agreement with God's word by faith. This is a moment, an awesome moment for God to have his way, even as we press forward, looking forward to God having his way all the days of our lives. But this is an awesome moment, family, for us to get restored, to get our strength renewed, to get our mind renewed, to get what we need through the word of God so that we can press forward by faith. Shout out to all my Philly family. Shout out to all my Chicago family. Shout out to all my family all over the world. We are all of God's children. And because we are all of God's children, we are all family. Amen. All a part of the body of Christ. And there's nothing the enemy or anybody can do about it. Hallelujah. And so, family, I just want to acknowledge God for how amazing he is. And we give God glory. This is the 1,405th episode, the 1,405th episode broadcast of on By Faith, not By Faith We Good, let me get it together, of Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,405th broadcast on Purpose Kingdom Network. God has been doing some great things through Purpose Kingdom Network, and we are forever grateful. And I'm also grateful that this is the 36th episode broadcast of By Faith We Good. And so God is doing some great things. Shout out to all my Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of God's messengers. I love you all. Shout out to you. And we are just so grateful and so humble for all the great things God is doing. So family, I'm not going to prolong tonight. As always, I'm going to open up in prayer. And then we're going to get right into the word of God, the word of the Lord. Tonight, we are focusing on maintaining your faith. That's what we're speaking on tonight. That's what God has provided for me to share with you all tonight. Maintaining your faith. Maintaining our faith is so necessary. It's so important that we learn how to maintain our faith, that we take ownership of maintaining our faith. If there's anything that you do throughout your day, if you don't do anything else, at least maintain your faith. And so, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you, God, that we can depend on you. We thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you, God, for your amazing love, your love that is unfailing, your love that is unconditional, your love that is never ending, your love, Lord, that is always available to us. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for all you will do. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you be with each and every individual under the sound of my voice. We pray that you will have your way tonight, Holy Spirit, that you will set the atmosphere wherever we are, in every home, on every job, in every vehicle, We pray that you cover all of your children tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are in position to receive your word. We are in position to make sure that we are strong in faith. We are in position, God, to press forward in the way you created us to. And we thank you and pray that you bless this word, that it go forth boldly. Bless this word, that it be a blessing to your children. Bless this word, that they install it, live by it, and share it with others. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, teach us all things. Bring all things back to our remembrance and show us things to come. We thank you, God, because what we're receiving tonight, your word, is the best thing that we could ever receive. We've already received you as our Savior, Lord, and we are even excited for those who will rise tonight to say, what must they do to be saved? And so we thank you, Lord, that we have and had the opportunity to accept you in our life. But we thank you also for moments when we can receive your word. We thank you, we love you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so family, woo, let's get into it tonight. Maintaining your faith. God just blows my mind all the time when it comes to him just being who he is. And when we have moments of studying God's word and God gives revelation, you know, we talk about God's word a lot. And when we talk about God's word, we're talking about Jesus. We are talking about Jesus, you know. When you say you believe in the word of God, you're saying you believe in him. Okay, when you say thank you, God, for the word, you're saying thank you for Jesus. You know, God is just so amazing. You know, when we speak the word of God, we are sending Jesus to go handle what needs to be handled. And you may say, well, how do you know, Minister Marrow? How is that so? Well, in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All right? All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All right? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is the word. Amen. He is the word. He is the living word. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. He is the anointed one. Jesus is the word. And so when we speak God's word, it's just a blessing. God just downloaded that in me when I just kept saying, you know, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word. We were thanking God for who he is. He is the living word. Hallelujah. And so, family, tonight we are focusing on maintaining your faith. Throughout life, we go through so much at times. Throughout life, we go through so much at times, right? And one of the main responsibilities we have, not only do we have the responsibility first to accept Jesus Christ into our heart, into our life, believing that he died for our sins and that he rose with all power in his hands. As I said last night on Thursday Night Prayer Live, you know, God is not a myth. He's not a mystery. He's not a fairy. God is real. God, he's so real and so alive. He's in control. He has all power, and he reigns supreme. And so the first responsibility we have is to accept Jesus Christ into our life. He saved us. Hey, he sanctified us. He redeemed us. He washed us as white as snow. He placed us on a firm foundation, a foundation that cannot, will not, will never be shaken. And so we have a responsibility to accept Christ. And once we accept Jesus Christ into our life, we have a responsibility to live in the way God created us to live, to function and flow in this earth in the way that God created us to. We have a responsibility to be faithful in what God assigned for us to do. We have a responsibility to give God praise. We have a responsibility to make sure that God gets all the glory. We have a responsibility to take ownership of who God is to us and for us. We have a responsibility to maintain and take ownership of who we are in Christ. And one of the main responsibilities that we have not only is to walk in love and to be a light in the dark places, we have a responsibility to maintain our faith. We have a responsibility to maintain our faith. Why? Because in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, the word of the Lord says, "For his word is at work in those who believe." For those of you who have been tuning in to the By Faith Be Good podcast, you've been following me or connecting with me on social media, you've been tuning into the Thursday Night Prayer Live, you've been hearing God speak through me saying that when we activate our faith, we activate God's word. And when we activate God's word becomes our reality. And God's word is at work in us, through us, and all around us. And so when God's word is at work in us, that means that we are effective, right? That means that when the enemy try to come against us, no weapon that's formed, it won't prosper. That means when obstacles come our way, that means that we are walking and being more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loves us. That means that we can, when challenges come our way, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. That means when we're in a struggle, that my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. When God's word is at work in us, come on, we don't have the spirit of fear, come on, but we have power, love, and a sound mind when God's word is at work in us. And so, family, we have the responsibility to maintain our faith. For those of you who tune into Monday Motivational Moment, every Monday I share with you a word from the Lord through God's word and through the leading of the Holy Spirit. I share a word with you all every Monday on social media, Monday Motivational Moment. And this past Monday, God gave me the word, maintaining your faith. And I'm grateful that God gave me the opportunity to really speak on it again tonight. We're going to focus on Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And this is such a powerful example in God's word for us to understand why the importance of maintaining our faith, all right? And so here it is, family. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, and this is when Jesus walks on water. And so let's get into it. I'm going to read the New Living Translation. It's going to break it down so we can really get an understanding, all right? It's just a more simple version of God's word. We thank God for his word. And so verse 22, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. And so right before this in this chapter, we know that the death of John the Baptist took place. But then also in this chapter, you can read about how Jesus feeds 5,000. But then leading up to the point where Jesus walks on water. And so verse 22, right after Jesus fed the 5,000, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. Verse 23, after sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. All right? He went up into the hills by himself to pray. Ain't nothing like quality time with God, right? night fell while he was there alone. Verse 24, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. Verse 25, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." Verse 27, but Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Hallelujah. How many times you've gone through something and you've heard the Lord said, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." We thank God for full assurance. Amen. Verse 28. Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," the Lord Jesus said. And so Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. Verse 30, but when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," Peter shouted. Verse 31, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. Hallelujah. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" Come on, how many times we've gone through something and Jesus snatched us out of it? Come on, before we can even worry about how we were going to make it out of the situation, God snatched us out just because of how much he loves us. But then also God, we got convicted. God had to speak to us and say, "Hey, why did you doubt me? Why did you allow yourself to worry? Why did you get in your feelings when you know that I am God and I am with you?" And so let's look at verse 32. When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples, here's verse 33. Then the disciples worshiped him and said, "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. And so after Jesus had done what he did, after he walked on water and he saved Peter, even in the moment when they were on the ship and Jesus had spoke to the wind and the waves and said, "Peace be still," and there was a great calm, they recognized he got power. They recognized he is who he says he is. They recognized this is the Messiah. This is the Son of God. This is Jesus Christ, and they immediately worshiped him because they recognized that they were with the Son of God. They recognized that, okay, we should not have worried, we should not have doubted, because God is literally with us. And so as I shared with you all, family, let's get into maintaining our faith, right? And so as I shared with you all on Monday Motivational Moment, we learned in this passage about how our Savior Jesus Christ walked on water and how Peter wanted to join him. And as Peter started to walk on the water, he ended up sinking into the water because of fear and having little faith. We're going to touch on that again. Because of fear and having little faith. I'm going to break that down. But this story is short, yet it has such a deep meaning. The moment Jesus gives us instructions in life, family, we shouldn't have to think twice. We have to move by faith, no matter how scary the storms of life may be or how tough the situation may seem. To compare this to ourselves today, family, when Jesus presents us with a walk on water moment, we have to trust him and take the walk. Because we know no matter what life brings, our lifeguard, Jesus Christ, is already there. In order to get closer to Christ, we have to be courageous and walk the path that leads us closer to him. And we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted
And so here's what happened to Peter. The reason Peter started sinking wasn't because Jesus let him sink. It was because Peter saw the wind getting boisterous. What do I mean by the wind getting boisterous? He saw the wind getting rowdy. He saw the wind getting real crazy. He saw the wind getting aggressive. The atmosphere, there was a lot going on. There were waves, and the wind were getting real aggressive, and Peter became afraid. And because he got afraid, it was his fear that caused him to have little faith. This is another reason why we should not let trials and tribulations distract us from the fact of getting closer to Jesus. You see, family, this is why we can't be fearful and in our feelings, because when we are fearful and in our feelings, we are not in faith. And when we are not in faith, we are not covered. It's faith that activates God's word. It's faith that manifests God's promises. It's faith that positions us to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's having faith that we overcome every obstacle. It's having faith that we press through every challenge. It's having faith that every need is met. It's having faith that we walked in victory. It's having faith that we are healed. It's having faith that our minds are renewed. It's having faith that our strength is renewed. It's having faith that activates the anointing within us. It's having faith that makes us up. And this is why we cannot be in our feelings. This is why we cannot be afraid, because faith and fear cannot coexist. Faith and fear cannot work together. Faith and you being in your feelings cannot work together. You have to make up in your mind, I fully believe in who God is. I'm fully assured that God is able. I'm fully persuaded that God is so real and so alive. I've seen what he did before, and because he did it before, I know no matter what come my way, I know he can do it again. And so I have to maintain my faith, because when I maintain my faith, I maintain being covered. I maintain walking in victory. I maintain being confident. I maintain being kept, because I'm kept by God. Because he is the keeper of my soul, the keeper of who I am. And so we have to maintain our faith. This is why we can't be fearful and in our feelings, because when we are fearful and in our feelings, we are not in faith. And when we are not in faith, we are not covered. And those are the moments when the enemy will try to come against you. Because the enemy knows when you are in faith, he can't touch you. The devil can't touch you when you're in faith. When you know who you are, the devil knows those who know who they are. The devil knows all about those who know how effective they are. And the power they possess, the authority they possess through Christ Jesus. And because he knows he can't touch you. He knows he cannot come against you. He knows he has no power. This is why the enemy submits, because he knows that those who know the power they have, he knows that anything that he tries, it won't work. And so he has to submit to you. He has to submit to your authority, because you know who you are, because you are strong in faith, because you walk in victory, because you take ownership of who you are in Christ. And so he knows he can't touch you. But let it be a moment when you are frustrated. Let it be a moment when you are depressed. Let it be a moment when you're dealing with anxiety. Let it be a moment when you're in your feelings. Let it be a moment when you are sad. Let it be a moment when you are worried. Let it be a moment when you are in doubt. That's when he'll try to come up against you. Because at that moment, he knows that your faith ain't active. And he'll try to back you up in the corner. He'll try to isolate you to make you feel like you're all alone. He'll try to isolate you to make you feel like you won't make it. He'll try everything that he can to take you out. That's why Jesus said in John 10:10, the enemy only come but to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus claimed that we might have life and life more abundantly. And so that's why you can't mess around and be out of faith. You got to maintain your faith because the devil ain't playing. He's coming to do just that, steal, kill, and destroy. He ain't playing with you, so you can't play with him. You got to strengthen your faith and maintain your faith. How do we maintain our faith? We maintain our faith through God's word. We maintain our faith by giving God praise. We maintain our faith by worshiping God for who he is. We maintain our faith by having a prayer life. We spend quality time with God. We spend quality time with God so that we can get what we need. And so that's why the Lord gave me the previous word that I shared with you all on the last broadcast that the Lord gave in chapter 16 and verse 11. He says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so God will always lead you in the right direction. He'll lead you and show you the path to life and life more abundantly. In his presence is fullness of joy. If we are in the presence of God, if we are in God's word, then anything that is not like God has no place. There's no room for it. There's no room to be hating. There's no room to be jealous. There's no room to be depressed. There's no room to be frustrated. There's no room to feel some type of way when you are in God's presence, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. There's no way you can be in God's presence and stay the same way. There's no way you can be in God's presence and still be in your feelings. There's no way you can be in God's presence and still have that pain, still have those aches, still be caught up in the thoughts of your mind, thoughts that the enemy is trying to consume your mind, because he knows if he can get your mind, he can control everything else. If the enemy can come at your mind, if he can get your mind, he can control what you do with your money. If he can come at your mind, he can control how you treat people. If he can come at your mind, he can control how you respond to situations. But if you get into the word of God, if you dwell with the Lord through prayer, if you dwell with him through worshiping him, if you dwell with God by giving him praise, then there's no room for anything that is not like God. There's no place for the devil. That's why God says, give no place to the devil. If you're doing what's necessary to maintain your faith, then there's no place for the enemy. There's no place for anything that is not like God, for anything that is against God's will. There's no place for it, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And in thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Everything you need is in the presence of God. And so, family, this is why we have to maintain our faith. And we see what took place in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Peter, he had faith. The thing is, a lot of times we overlook the fact that Peter actually walked on the water. Peter actually did walk on the water. But because he got afraid, it caused him to have little faith, which caused him to sink. And family, this is why you got to maintain your faith, because there are some in this world who think that everything is all right, but they are sinking. You are preaching while you're sinking. You are teaching while you're sinking. You are worshiping while you're sinking, because you are going through the formalities. You are going through the motion of doing what you do as a child of God, but there is no faith, because you got faith when you hear God's word, but your faith disappears when the situation arises. How do I know? You may say, how do I know that your faith disappears when the situation arises? Because some of God's children has faith without roots. Faith without roots. In Luke 18 and 13, the word of the Lord says in the King James Version, they are on the rock. Are they? And God's word says, which then they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Let's read that same verse in the New Living Translation, Luke chapter 8, verse 13. He says, the seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. You can't have faith without root. Your faith is not attached to anything. Your faith is not established. Your faith is not deeply rooted in God's word. Your faith is not deeply rooted in who God is. And so when you hear God's word being spoken, hey, when you read God's word, when your pastor is preaching and teaching, even in Bible study, you receive the word with joy. You receive the word with excitement. But soon as you leave church and you go home and the situation arises, your faith falls away because you got faith without roots. Your faith is not stable. Your faith is sometimey, as we would say growing up. Your faith is not established because we get so caught up in just going through the motions. We get so caught up in just going through the formalities. We get so caught up in getting excited when the word is being preached. But what happens is when we fall short is that we don't apply faith to the word. We don't apply our faith to who God is. We don't apply our faith to what God promised. We don't apply our faith to God's word and establish God's word in ourselves. We have to get God's word established in our core, our inner selves, so that our faith is not shaking, so that our faith is not unstable, so that our faith is not without root. I want my faith to be rooted in God's word. I want my faith to be established in God's word and who he is, so that when situations arise, we may have moments where we may cry, it may hurt, we may have moments, but what's important is that we learn how to bounce back, is that you have a bounce back anointing, a bounce back mindset. You know what? It hurt it. I cried, but I'm pressing forward. I got to maintain my faith. I can't allow myself to be distracted. I can't allow myself to sink. I can't allow God. He called Peter out of the boat, and Peter began to walk on water. But when Peter allowed himself to get distracted, when Peter got in his feelings, when Peter got fearful, he began to doubt that everything would be all right. He took his eyes off Jesus. That's why the Lord said in Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 2, your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus knew what he was going to have to go through. He knew what he was going to have to deal with. But because of the joy that was set before him, he stayed focused. See, there's revelation in this. Hey, wait, let me calm down. Hold up. Listen, there's so much revelation in this. I caught myself. I don't know where I was getting ready to go. But listen, there's so much revelation in this, right? Here's the thing. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, right? He endured the cross because he wasn't looking at where he was. He was looking at where he was going. He didn't get caught up in what was about to take place. He didn't get caught up in the crucifixion. He focused on what God promised. He focused what was waiting for him. That's where his focus was. And the revelation in Matthew 14 is that Peter should have focused on what was waiting for him. And what was waiting for him was the Lord Jesus Christ. He allowed himself to get distracted and to lose focus. And see, there was just, here's the thing. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy. And Peter was in God's presence when he was walking toward him on the water. But because Peter got distracted, he forgot what was in front of him. And so what happened, family, Peter should have had the mindset that because of the joy that is set before me, because in God's presence is the fullness of joy, and because he's waiting on me, and he's given me an opportunity to press toward him, I can't allow the storms of life, I can't allow the raging winds of life to distract me and cause me to be fearful, which is going to cause my faith to dwindle, and it's going to cause me to sink. I cannot sink in my feelings. I cannot sink in my emotions. I cannot sink and drown in situations. You got to make up in your mind, family, I will not sink. I will not allow myself to sink. God has given me an opportunity to press toward him. God has given me an opportunity to dwell with him. And I cannot allow myself to be distracted because of the joy that is set before me. I'll do whatever it takes to maintain my faith. And so, this is the importance, family, of why we have to maintain our faith. I know I got excited. I caught myself. I was getting ready to go somewhere, but I'm here. All right. So let's press forward, family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, family, it's so important that you maintain your faith, that you stay focused, because here's the thing. As I shared with you all on Monday Motivational Moment, your time is greater. Your time for greater is now. Your time for greater is now. But you got to be strong in faith. And the only way you're going to be strong in faith is because God said in Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so when we spend time in God's word, we are nourishing our faith. We are feeding our faith. And so this is why we get God's word established in our core. Let's go deeper. Let's go further. This is why we get God's word established in our core. This is why you need to maintain your faith, because Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And so what is God saying? What's in you is what's going to come out of you. And so this is why we dwell in God's word, because we have to feed our faith so we're not feeding our emotions. Woo! We have to feed our faith so we're not feeding doubt. We have to feed our faith and starve doubt. We have to feed our faith. And so when we get in God's word, we are nourishing our minds, our bodies, our soul. We're nourishing our faith so that our faith can go stronger. That's why even though God says all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and go into the sea, and it will. And I believe it. It's in God's word. So it is so. If you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can function with it. You can be effective with it. But here's the thing. What do you do with a seed? What do you do with seeds? You plant them. You plant them. And what happens when you plant seeds? You reap a harvest. What happens when you plant seeds? What you planted eventually will blossom. Hey, come on. And so you got to take that mustard seed faith and you got to plant it in the Word of God so that your faith can come by hearing. Hey, and hearing by the Word of God. Come on, family. You got to maintain your faith. Hallelujah. Woo, we thank God. We thank God. Take that mustard seed faith, plant it in the Word of God so that your faith will blossom, so that your faith will grow stronger. What happens when you plant mustard seeds? I mean, you ever seen a mustard seed tree? I mean, it's like it grows so strong, right? It grows so big and so strong, family. And if you see, if you can, those of you who are listening, Google mustard seed tree and look how tall and how big and how strong the mustard seed tree is. And that's what's supposed to happen to your faith. When you take that mustard seed and you plant it in the Word of God, when you look at that mustard seed tree, that's what's supposed to happen to your faith. It's supposed to grow strong, tall, mighty, right? Having faith that is strong and established in the Word of God. And so, family, let's press forward. And so God says in Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 23, he says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And so here's the thing, family. God always works from the inside out. And he is never just after your deeds and what you do for him. He is after your heart and what you can be, who he created you to be, when you strengthen your faith and take ownership of who he created you to be. What we do comes out of who we are. Come on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What we do comes out of who we are. How you choose to function and flow in the earth will show in your actions. Right? That's why God said faith without works is dead. You can say you have faith, but is your actions showing that you have faith? Is your response to situations, how you respond, showing that you have faith? It's how you treat people, showing that you have faith. When God gives you a vision or he downloads an idea, a business idea, or he downloads something in you to give birth to, is your faith being shown by the works you're doing to give birth to it? You got to strengthen your faith. To maintain and function by faith, we have to function from the inside out, not from the outside in. Y'all sure already know where I'm going with this. To maintain your faith, you got to function by faith inside out, not from the outside in. What do I mean? What do Minister Mara mean? What is God saying through him? This is why you get God's word established in you. This is why you have to declare, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Purify me so I'm holy and acceptable unto you. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me through and through. Make me whole. Remove any and everything that is not like you. Remove the jealousy. Remove the hatred. Remove the envy. Remove the strife. Remove the malice. Remove the stress. Remove the frustration. Remove the sadness. Remove the worrying. Remove the doubt. Remove it, God. You created me by faith, so I'm supposed to function by faith. Let me say it again. God created us by faith, so we're supposed to function by faith. And you have to move and function and flow by faith from the inside out. What's in you is what's going to come out of you. It's going to show. That's why he said, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This is why he also said in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, that's why the enemy try to come at your mind, because he can't come at you in your heart. If your heart is for God, he can't touch you. He can't get to you. If you're not leaning to your own understanding, he can't come at you. He can't get to you. He can't try. He cannot implement stuff in your mind that's going to cause distractions. You got to move by faith. You got to function from the inside out. You got to move according to who dwells in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how you got to function. I function from the inside out. I'll allow my spirit to lead me and not my feelings. I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and not how I feel. All right? And so to function from the inside out and not the outside in, this is how you walk by faith and not by sight. If you're functioning from the outside in, that means you're functioning according to what you see. You're going to move and make decisions by what's based on what's happening around you. Oh, I can't go there because I ain't got no money. I can't do this because I ain't got it. I can't go there because I don't look like I ain't got nothing to wear. I don't have a car. I can't go see a house because I ain't got enough money to go see a house. No. I can't go for that job because I don't have a degree. Please, you got God, okay? You can't function from the outside in. You got to function from the inside out. Go wherever God tells you to go. Do whatever he's created you to do. Don't worry about how the situation looks. Don't worry about what you don't have. The reality of the matter is you do have it because God's got it. And if you are in Christ and Christ is in you and you take ownership of that, you ain't never broke. I don't care how it looks. You ain't broke. Your father is rich in houses and land. He's the God of the universe. You are never lacking, even when it seems like it. You got to strengthen your faith and maintain it. Listen, very quickly, we're going to get back into this. Try not to be all over the place. God reveals so much, and I try to get it to you all as structured and as best as possible. I pray that you receive it tonight. I want to take this moment to encourage you. You may want to rededicate your life to Christ tonight. I feel in the spirit, I discern somebody needs to rededicate their life to Christ tonight. And even those who are accepting Christ for the first time. And now is the time. Those who are rededicating your life to Christ, you want to rededicate your life to Christ so that you can get back into the flow of maintaining your faith. Not just to go to church on Sunday, not just to do what you're supposed to do as a Christian, but you want to activate your faith so you can see the results. You can see manifestation. Right? You can walk in victory. You can give God glory by doing what he says do and going where he says go and taking ownership of the purpose he assigned to your life to fulfill. And so I just want to encourage you tonight, family. Anytime you're being presented with an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, that is the moment to accept him. Don't wait till tomorrow or Sunday or next week or next month. Tomorrow is not promised. And so anytime God gives us an opportunity to do something, that is the moment to do it. And so the word of the Lord says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. Family, the word of the Lord says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose with all power in his hands, if you confess, you ain't got to tell your business. That don't mean tell your business. Everybody don't need to know your business. But when you confess with your mouth, that simply just means, hey, listen, God, I've done wrong. You know how I live. You know where I've been and what I've done, and I'm now at the point where I want to move forward in the way that you created me to. I no longer want to try to handle things on my own. I believe that Jesus died for my sins, that he rose with all power, and that he's given me life and life more abundantly. And so, God, I'm ready to step up and give you my yes. I'm ready to let go of bad habits. I'm ready to stop living the life the way I want to live it, or doing things the way I want to do it. I want to do things according to your will, God, because there's less stress when I live according to your will, right? And so if that's you, and even those who are rededicating your life to Christ, you've been thinking about it, it's been on your heart, it's been on your mind, and you said, man, this pandemic over, I'm going to go back to church. You know, you've been thinking, I'm going to get back to it one of these days. I'm going to get back to it. You know, I'm going to get back to doing what I used to do. Listen, you keep saying it, and you're going to keep being where you are because you're not initiating the move. I am not on here to be smart or funny or sarcastic. I'm on here to give it to you how God gave it to me. Now is the time for you to accept Christ in your life, because there's greater days ahead of you. And God has so much in store for you. And the only way you're going to experience, really experience, it's one thing to live under God's grace and his favor. Can I just break this down? And it's one thing to live under God's grace and favor. See, when you live under God's grace and favor, God just does things for you freely without you having to do anything. I mean, he just covers you. He just provides. He just makes ways. He just does it because you're his child and he loves you. But it's another thing to live by faith, because faith is a whole nother level in God. And when you live by faith, you see more, you receive more, you accomplish more. I mean, just so much more when you learn how to live by faith. If you're on tonight, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. This is your opportunity. Say this after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sins. And I believe that he rose with all power in his hands. I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life, and have your way, so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you believe in what you just prayed, you fully believe without being fearful, without doubting, without hesitating, without being in your feelings. You fully believe without second guessing. You just got saved. First day of the best days of the rest of your life. And we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward always by faith. I pray that you got encouraged tonight, family. I'm going to ask Brother Rob to come on and give us some announcements, and then Minister Hudson, and then we will come back and close out.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for tonight's message, you know, that we know you received from God, because I'm going to tell you, you know, we have a personal relationship where I know that and, you know, your ministry is real. And just to let everybody know, this is the Project Purpose Kim Network, and we'd just like to thank everyone that has, you know, joined us tonight, no matter where in the world you are. And as a reminder, I know we have a caller, so we're going to get to you once we finish the announcements. And anytime you want to contact us here at Purpose Kim Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page, which is Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. We thank you so much for doing so. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can listen to it at its entirety and at your convenience. And those that happen to have an iPhone, there's a purple icon there. You can just type in Purpose Kingdom. You can just hit subscribe, and you can hear every one of our broadcasts at any time. You'll get a notification, let you know that we have broadcasted another show, and that way you can hear that also in its entirety at your convenience. We thank you so much. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for the Turning Points, hosted by Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, we hope, you know, you'll be able to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And once again, it's going to be the Turning Points, hosted by Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode for Purpose Kingdom. And we just hope that you pass and spread the joy and continue to share with, you know, your friends and family members. We thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And if you don't mind, Minister Bernard, I'm going to bring your caller on.
Yes, sir.
What up, what up, what up? Oh,
hey. My.
By faith, we good. Good evening,
by
Minister Morrow.
Good evening. How are you?
I am great. I'm blessed, and I'm so glad that I got an opportunity to actually call in and press one. One, I wanted to let you know that you might have been all over the place, but you was all where God told you to go, and it was all good. I heard every single word, and it was good on the from my faith to I really called for prayer because I'm my faith says that I sent this message to my son tonight, and my son's been going through something, and I was trying to tell my son in a nice way exactly what you brought to scripture tonight. So my faith says that I know he's on this other line. So I'm calling to ask for prayer for Christopher Allen so that I know that he knows that God is that real in everyone's lives, even his. The situation has nothing to do with anything about faith, but the whole way of how you explained of why you keep your faith and what it looks like to keep your faith was phenomenally put tonight. And I wanted to come on and say thank you.
The glory.
I'm
yes,
writing
ma'am.
This book, and I want to just throw this book out of the way because of all of the editing processes and all of the things. I want to throw it out, but I know that this is a work that is from God. So, you know, it was given to me by God, so I have to have it. It's got to keep
That's
pushing,
right.
no matter
That's right.
how I feel. And I want to just thank God for you right now because you're on time relevant because even when we are that close, there might be a time where the enemy really does try to get you. And I just know that I was in a couple of days of it, and I woke up one day like, oh, no, devil. You got me all the way trapped because at the end of the day, I do know. So I'm just glad that you confirmed when I woke up and took back my happy, took back my joy, took back all of my faith. So I want to thank you because you are confirming. And the last thing I want to ask for is prayer for myself because I sure did hear a call for a youth minister at a church. And when I tell you, I thought that I knew he was talking to me. I printed it out. I got ready and I started filling out information, and as I read it, more doubt, and more doubt. I said to myself, I want to make sure that I apply for this job just because of the doubt that's building inside of me. I know that that's not real. So what if I go for a job and I don't get it? But what if I don't go? That's not what God is saying in this. And I wanted to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you said tonight is confirming that when I hang up, I'm going to make sure, because I got a whole nother day before Sunday to make sure that my rep is in there. I got to have it in there.
That's right.
Because there's no way in the world that doubt is going to hold this back another second. And I just want to say thank you.
To God be all the glory. Thank you so much for calling in, Sister Adrienne. And you said you mentioned something. Family, I know it's 8 o'clock. If y'all can bear with me for 5 minutes, because I want to give you this last key point. It's going to blow your mind, okay? So here's the thing. I just, in response to Minister Adrienne, listen, you say it's not a faith situation, but it is, because everything we do needs to be done by faith. When we're in faith, we always win. We don't lose. We don't fail. We don't give up. When we're in faith, things work for our good. God's word becomes alive in our life. And so we are definitely, I will give you a call and pray for you and your son for the sake of time. But I'm telling you, by faith, be good. God has you covered, and he always will. And so, family, here's the thing. God will always work from the inside out. And he is never just after your deeds and what you can do for him. He's after your heart and who he created you to be. What we do comes out of who we are, right? And to maintain and function by faith, we have to function from the inside out, not from the outside in. And so here's the last key point. God created us to live according to where we came from. We got to get into this another time. Woo! God created us to live according to where we came from. The kingdom of God, heaven, the kingdom of God, right? Not according to where you are, the world. You got to function by faith according to where you came from. You got to function according to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a government by itself. You got to function in the supernatural. Woo! And so you can't function according to this world because you didn't come from this world. You were created and placed in this world. God spoke us into existence. Yes, there was a natural birth, but God, all of us has been spoken into existence by God by faith. And so we got to function according to where we came from, not according to where we are. We got to function according to what God said in his word, not according to what we see. And so you have to maintain your faith so that what God said will manifest. Hey, you have to maintain your faith so what God said will manifest. And so it's to structure everything that was spoken tonight through me. And I know, like Sister Adrienne said, you know, I may have been all over the place at some point, but I pray that you received it and you understood what was said. But to structure it all, overall, family, maintain your faith. Maintain your faith through God's word. We have where Peter was called out by Jesus to walk on the water, and he began to walk on the foundation that God made and established for him. But because he got distracted, he began to sink. So maintain your faith so that you don't sink. Maintain your faith so that you don't lose. Maintain your faith so that you don't fail, all right? And Peter had to stay focused on Jesus in order to maintain his faith. And that's where God led me to Hebrews 12:2. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus endured what he went through on earth because of what was set before him. He seen the promise. He knew what God spoke to him, and so he stayed focused for that reason, because he was on a mission. God had a plan and a purpose, and he had to get it done. And so in that same way, in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, he says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." So what does that mean? Jesus was in front of Peter. And if Peter was pressing towards Jesus to be in his presence. And if Peter would have stayed focused, then he would have been in the presence of the Lord, fullness of joy. There would have been no space or no place for doubt, no place or no space for fear. In his presence is the fullness of joy. And so you got to get in God's presence and maintain your faith, because in his presence is the fullness of what you need to continually press forward. Okay? And so, family, God bless you tonight. We'll get into it to some more. I promise the next time I'll try to stay as calm as I can and to really get you what God is saying, to really help you strengthen your faith. I know some of you got encouraged and inspired tonight, and your faith is strong and all is well. And God just has so many great things in store for you, and all you got to do is prepare and get ready for it. And so, family, I love y'all. God bless you. Enjoy this weekend and continually press forward by faith. Y'all already know. Why? Because by faith we good. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I love y'all. God bless you. See you next month. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.